All right, welcome back to another episode of Perfusion. Today we've got Dr. David Boyd. What's going on, David Boyd?
What's up, man? Thanks for having me.
Hey, I was listening to the quote, make the days, don't count the days, make the days count.
That's right.
So let's make today count.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, so tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're up to.
The background on me, so I was a primary care physician for a good part of my career. And I've been a physician now for, gosh, how long has it been? Man, 20 years, which has gone by pretty quick. But
how old are you?
I'm 46.
Okay.
Yeah, so the long and short of it is essentially, around the time that COVID happens, it was kind of an awakening for me. Like, I made this realization that it's like, I felt like I was a bit more of the problem than the solution.
Mm.
You know, because you got to think about it.
As a doctor, you felt this way?
Yeah. Yeah. Because at this point, like that point in my career, I was working in the hospital. So I was taking care of folks in both like the main hospital, the emergency room, the intensive care unit. And with that, you know, COVID basically highlighted how unhealthy really just as a people we are in the United States. Right. Because it wasn't killing folks that were healthy. It was killing folks that were pretty sick. They probably had a couple different chronic medical diseases, and it was just enough to kind of push them over the edge. And it made me think, it was like, we don't have healthcare in the US. We have sick care. That's just the reality of the situation. And I'm old enough that I remember growing up where it was like the US, like we are number one. Like that was like the mentality. We are number one. And the reality of the situation, especially when it comes to our healthcare, is we're like not even in the top 40. Like we're below like Kenya.
Yeah. Oh, no way.
You know?
Who's number one?
I don't know. It's like, it's one of the European countries.
Probably like Norway or Sweden.
Yeah. Something like that, right. So this is what I mean is it's like, it was kind of like this. I had this awakening where I was like, okay, like I'm either going to go and create what I think is the right way to do this, or I'm going to leave medicine completely. Like I'm going to hang up my stethoscope and I'm going to go sell Ferraris or something, you know, because I like cars, you know, that was literally the mentality. That was my backup plan.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I decided I was going to go down this path where I was going to start my own practice, and it was going to be cash based. So that way there's no insurance companies that can dictate anything that I would have to do. Most folks don't realize when they go into a doctor's office, that doctor in order to order a test or a scan or whatever needs to be done, basically has to get permission from an insurance company that they'll pay for it. Otherwise, they don't even bother ordering.
I always feel like that's why they make you waiting in the waiting room so long, because like insurance is always making them wait or something. I don't know. You know what I mean?
I think it's more so what goes on is because they're being paid by insurance companies, and each year you get paid less. Mm-hmm. So the only way to fix that is to increase volume. Right. So they'll double or triple book every spot. Now it's gotten to the point that less than 7 minutes, that's the average doctor visit. So you'll call and you'll like get an appointment 3 or 4 months down the line. Mm-hmm. So you've been waiting all that time. You get to a medical office, you sit there for like 2 hours in the waiting room, right? You're like putting everything on hold, and then when you get back.
Like me, what I do, I leave. Like yeah. I don't know the last time I've been to the doctor. Like I'll just leave.
Precisely.
Like I want to redefine healthcare. I bet you do too.
Yes, absolutely. So that became my mission, and in the process thereof of starting a business, which I knew nothing about, I fell on my face over and over and over. And I didn't realize that's the path of entrepreneurship. So what was really cool was as I was falling on my face, when I would attract new patients and things like that, they happened to be entrepreneurs. And like, you know, like any entrepreneur is always interested in like, well, hey, how's your business doing? So I would get these little pearls of wisdom along the way and encouragement. And it was essentially the message that was passed to me was like, hey, look, entrepreneurship is not a linear thing. Like there's ups and downs, but you just keep pushing forward. Like it's perseverance, and you have to keep pushing forward. And I did. And as I did, like, sure enough, like, figured out some stuff along the way. And now I, you know, I'm super grateful to be where I'm at. You know, now I'm the private physician to some of the top entrepreneurs in the country. And it's pretty amazing.
And you're based in Phoenix or Scottsdale?
Yeah, I'm based in Phoenix, but I take care of folks all over the country, you know, so for certainly folks here in Arizona, but I have other folks that, you know, they'll typically fly in. We put them through a very extensive executive physical, extensive enough that I have it trademarked as the ultimate human analysis for a reason, because we truly go above and beyond any other, you know, executive physical health program that's out there. And then the whole point of doing this is to try to find problems when they're small before they ever get out of hand. And then the next step to that is to reverse engineer what success they want. What I mean by that is, you know, someone who's a $5 million a year person that wants to become a $10 million a year person. Those are two different people. So in order to make that happen, that's when it's like, okay, what do we need to get dialed in for you? Mm. Like, do we need to get you more fit? Do we need to get you to sleep better? Do we need to get you to have better sex so that you feel more connected in your relationships? Like, what is it that we need to reverse engineer in order for you to have that growth? Because the bottom line is health truly is wealth. Right. And so the healthier you are, literally the more money that you make.
Yeah. So it's called Blind Spot Medical. I love that.
Yeah, thanks.
You can't see, right? Like, I follow this guy. Have you heard of Brian Johnson? His saying is like, don't die. Are you familiar with
that? Yeah, he's like a tech multimillionaire or something.
Yeah, right? He founded Venmo and then sold it. And then he looks like he's from Gattaca now. So
yes.
He's like trying to reverse aging. And his big thing was, I found the blind spot and that got me interested in reversing aging.
Yes.
So what encompasses executive, what is it called? Executive.
An executive physical is commonly what it's
referred to. Okay. Yeah. So is it, what is that? Is that like a day? Is it a half day? Is it 2 days?
The way I do it, we spend about a day together, you know, so it's, I'm there with folks as they're going through all of their scans and everything. So we do scan it essentially the entire body and use different modalities, both CT and MRI when it's most appropriate. Before that, we do extensive blood work. That's all customized to the individual. So, you know, depending on their family history, their personal history, what exposures they've had, you know, all of us have a past. We've all, you know, drank or done drugs at some point, or, you know, maybe slept with someone that afterwards you're like, probably shouldn't have done that.
That'd be Alex.
Yeah. So like, everybody's like, oops. Done stuff, right? So it's like all those things can catch up with you over time though. So you have to make sure that you're looking, you know, very, very closely. And then after we've go through all that, sit down, go through everything together, which mind you is all done the same day. So when you consider, make the parallel to whenever you've gone to get like an imaging study or something before, let's say if you went, you get an X-ray or an MRI or whatever, you're usually waiting for results. So this week we do them. And then I usually take folks out to lunch so we can connect over a meal, and then we'll sit down and go through all the results right then and there. Right. So that way somebody knows exactly where they're at. Then we address whatever issues that we find. Sometimes we find some pretty big things. Sometimes not. You know, of course, we hope we don't find anything. We hope we give somebody just the golden ticket that says, hey, everything looks great. But either way, we always encompass within that the next steps are, okay, how do we optimize you? How do we get you to your absolute best? What can we do to pump the brakes on aging? You know, like Brian Johnson, his, I don't know if you ever looked at the list of the things that he does. It's like this massive list of all these things that, I mean, it looks pretty cool, but at the same time, a lot of it doesn't have studies that back it up that show that it actually works. And it's pretty much a full-time job. I mean, right. It's like, you know, yeah, I want to pump the brakes on aging too, but at the same time, I want to live my current life. Like, I want to be here, not just always worrying about the future, you know? And what's the point of slowing things down if you can't enjoy the life that you're living? So
what are some examples of regimens you'd prescribe to, like, say, a Fortune 500 CEO or a very big time entrepreneur to slow the aging process that wouldn't take up too much of their day?
That's a good question. I can give you a general answer, because the reality is it needs to be precise. It should be precise for that individual. But there are some things that will work for absolutely anybody. And this is something that your listeners can certainly take and just, you know, kind of glean from this to say, okay, well, what can I incorporate it? So one of them is if you, and it really pertains to folks, I would say definitely over 40, but you can even say like 35 and up, both men and women. So one of those, there's been a lot of debate about it. You've heard of like NMN or NAD. Mm-hmm. And what this is it's a molecule that we all have. And within the mitochondria of our cells, that's the powerhouse of each one of our cells. So of all the billions and billions of cells that you're made up of, there's mitochondria that they generate this stuff called ATP. And ATP, adenosine triphosphate, is once that's cleaved, it basically will release an energy source. In order to make that reaction happen, we have NAD that makes it happen. Well, NMN is the precursor to NAD. If you look at the scientific literature, you kind of have two frames of thought. You have the NMN folks and the NAD folks. I fall on the NMN side. And the reason why is I equate it to, it's kind of like the difference between gasoline and exhaust out of your car. So you want to pour the gasoline in so that the engine will run and then make the exhaust. It's the same thing when it comes to NMN versus NAD. The NMN is the precursor that if you give more of it to the cells, because as we age, that level drops. So if you give more of the substrate to the cells, the cells will do what they're supposed to do, and it'll convert into the energy that's needed. When you start using it, which, you know, when it first came out, it was a pill form, and it didn't metabolize very well, because once it gets into stomach acid and so forth, it doesn't absorb as well. I use a sublingual version where you just put it under the tongue. You have to keep it in the refrigerator, and it absorbs very, very nicely. It's not like you're guzzling a bunch of caffeine where all of a sudden you're just wired. It's kind of this nice, slow ride of energy that you have that will slowly come down during the day. Usually it helps with mentation as well. And especially for men and women over 40, you'll feel the difference. So that's one quick, easy one.
Where would you get that if you wanted to acquire some of that you're talking about, the specific brand?
Yeah, the specific brand that I use it's like a professional grade. So FullScript is where I would go. As a matter of fact, if you go on my social, so if you go to Instagram, David Boyd MD, I actually have a link there to my FullScript where folks can go, and you have to start a FullScript account and so forth. Most folks don't realize that when it comes to supplements, there's kind of like the consumer grade, and then there's a professional grade. You know, it's kind of like if you go buy a truck, you have like regular grade and heavy duty, same idea.
So do they need a prescription? Is that what it means?
Basically, yeah. It's not really a prescription because but in a way it kind of is. It's basically a doctor saying, hey, it's okay for you to buy this. Versus like you going on Amazon and just buying it straight, like something similar on Amazon, it's the potency is just not the same. So that particular one that I'm referring to would you get off of like FullScript. Same thing when it comes to resveratrol. So there was a lot of drama about resveratrol maybe about a decade or so ago. If you remember, there was what was his name, Dr. Oz. They were like, he talked about it on his show, and then there were studies that show, well, some studies showed that it did work, other studies showed it didn't work, and now they've done enough studies that it shows, well, it does, but you have to have the correct enantiomer. And enantiomer, when it comes to organic chemistry, is if you were to draw out a molecule, it's the mirror images of one another. And the interesting thing about resveratrol is only one of those mirror images of the molecule works, whereas the other doesn't. Cis versus trans, for example. So when you go for something like the trans poly resveratrol, this is something that's been shown that it actually will decrease, pump the brakes on aging as well by increasing sirtuin count. Sirtuins are these little proofreaders that we all have in our DNA that as cells divide, they move along the DNA to try to find where there's a mismatch of pairs, and it'll go and it'll fix that mismatch. The problem is as we age, we have less and less sirtuins. So a way to boost them, one of the ways is with resveratrol. Another way is with fasting. So you've heard about intermittent fasting and so forth. That can be very good. Depends on the person, how much you want to fast for how long. Because once you go fasting past 24 hours, for example, you actually start to consume muscle tissue and lose muscle mass. I'm a big proponent of guys and girls keeping as much muscle mass on their frame as possible, especially as we age. And then the other thing that works nicely to slow aging is actually cold exposure. So you see all this stuff, everybody doing the ice plunges and things like that, which are good, but they're not great. The reality is you don't need to, you know, torture yourself being in 34 degree water. As a matter of fact, the studies actually show 52 degrees for 12 minutes per week. So you'll see these folks that are like, you know, they're on social, they're getting in there. They're like, you know, have big blocks of ice and they're like, you know, turning blue as they're, you don't actually need to beat yourself up that much in order to get the effect that you're looking for. You know, 12 minutes total for the week, which when you first turn on your shower and it's chilly, you stand in that for, you know, a minute or so. And you've certainly done enough right there.
So a couple of things, since we're made up. You think we can live forever?
Oh, you cut out there for a second, Andrew.
Say yeah. So we're made up of like cells and all the, you know, we're made up of earth. I don't know how to put it, but do you think humans can figure out how to live for like forever or for like a couple hundred years or?
Forever, no.
Well, yeah. What's the reason? Like the bones or?
Yeah, you pose a really good point. So if you take it down to like cellular level, right? So we can agree that we're made up of billions of cells, essentially, that are all working in different ways together, right? And there's different cell types and everything, certainly. But if you look at one thing that all of those things have in common, and anything that is natural in on the earth has in common, is that it's all organic compounds, right? Like everything is organic. Now, like this cup is an organic, right? My phone is an organic. So could this last forever? I mean, once Apple decides that they want to make a new one, no. But other than that, yes, this would last forever, right? But organic compounds erode and decay over time. Literally, the connection between carbon and all of the other thing that it's connected to will decay. And so, no, I don't think it's possible to live forever. Can you extend life tremendously? Yes. I don't think within our lifetime that it's going to be like people living to 200, you know. I do think it's possible to become centenarians, so age 100 and over, and still have an active life. Like that's what I think where we're at in terms of our technology, and at least right now, this may be a different story 20 years from now, but at least right now, you know, here at age 46, I'll use myself as an example. If I start implementing all of these things on a regular basis, as well as, you know, I'm limiting radiation exposure, which is kind of hard when you're around electronics all the time, but if I'm eliminating radiation exposure, if I'm eating clean, I'm not eating anything out of a bag or a box or anything like that. If I'm exercising on a regular basis, if I'm making sure that my muscle mass is as much as it can be at each stage of my life, because muscle will erode over time. If I'm doing all those things to pump the brakes on aging, it's possible to become elderly and still have like quality of life, not just be confined to a wheelchair. So I think that's more so where we're at this point, which is a pretty exciting place to be.
So what do you mentioned fasting? Like, what do you think about 3-day fasts or 2-day fasts or 1 day? Do you have any?
I've done them. You know, I think the reality of the situation is you have to ask yourself why you're doing it. Like that's step number one, because there is something to be said about just mental fortitude and like doing hard shit because you want to be freaking tough. Like, you know, you get in 34 degree water. Let me tell you, like anything else you deal with that day is going to be a lot easier, right? Because you've faced this tough thing. I think it's the same thing with like a 3-day fast. Is there a ton of benefit of doing a 3-day fast? Not really. once you get past the first 24 hours, then in terms of, you know, you're going to start consuming muscle tissue and things like that. Will you lose weight? Yeah. But I mean, of course you will, because, you know, just for you to run your normal functions for your body to keep running, it's going to take probably, you know, 1100 to 1800 calories, depending on the size of the person and such. So if you deny yourself any calories after 3 days, about 3000 to 4000 calories, yeah, you're going to lose a couple pounds. And a lot of times folks will be like, oh, well, I lost some weight. Well, no shit. You didn't eat for a couple of days, you know? So I think if you're doing it for weight loss, it's not a good way. You're just going to bounce. You'll yo-yo. If you're doing a three-day fast for mental fortitude, great. Like, prove yourself that you can do it. That's great. Make sure that you're staying well hydrated and all those things. And it's, certainly if you have any medical conditions that, you know, especially if you're diabetic or something like that, that's not a good idea. You have to make sure you check with your physician before you do something more extreme like that. But in general, I think doing a fast more than 24 hours is kind of a waste of time, because if you're trying to regulate your metabolism, if you're just doing it to be healthy, regulate metabolism, maybe save time, which, you know, again, I work with a lot of busy entrepreneurs. I'm sure you're very busy as well. There are some days where you have so many things on your plate where you're like, you know what, to not have your meals or anything, it would actually be great today. So you can move one thing to the other. If you take all those things and you look at it in a realistic manner of like, this is why I want to do 24-hour fast, there's nothing wrong with doing that once a week. As long as, you know, when you come off of it, you don't just go consume, you know, as much pizza and ice cream as you can. You don't undo all the work you just did. Slide into your regular, good, healthy meal. And it's a good way to do a reset and kind of help maintain your metabolism.
What would be a good source of like resveratrol?
That's a good question. So again, there's, you know, you go on Amazon, if you put in resveratrol, you find all kinds of stuff. And so you have to be careful where you get it from. I would watch the brand first and foremost. So like some of the nicer brands, like Thorne, for example, and I don't get paid by Thorne or anything like that. But I just, as a brand, I use them. I think that's a good one if you're going to buy consumer grade. Otherwise, if you're looking for more of like professional grade, you'd have to have a physician or health professional that would send you the link or prescribe it for you.
And that could come through you, right?
Yeah, certainly. Absolutely.
And then you mentioned NAD. Is that also through a script or is there a commercial grade?
Yeah. So, I like NMN more than NAD. It's the one version versus the other.
So you can't take both? You can't take both?
It's kind of a waste of time, you know, to take both, you know. You know, on more of the, I like the sublingual as well. However, there's a company out there called Elysium that they did a, they made their product. It's combo effort between, I think it's Harvard and MIT got together and did like, or with Mass General or something. Like, it's legit. It's the data behind it is good. I think absorption is more so the issue. So if someone didn't want to use something sublingual, then something, a company like Elysium, I think would be a good one. Again, I'm not paid by Elysium or anything. I'm just,
yeah. Are you familiar with David Sinclair? You probably heard of him. I was wondering, okay, this guy's on social media. He push, right? These products, are they his products, right?
Yeah. I don't know if they are or not. I can tell you, I read his book. I haven't met him in person as yet. We have some mutual friends, but you know, he's a legit guy, you know, his research and everything is solid, and he's really kind of, you know, heading the charge for anti-aging. The one thing I would say, because I got to run here in a sec, but the one thing I would say just to your audience and everything is be careful of like biohackers and such. Like, I don't like the term biohacking. Because to hack something means to make a shortcut. And the reality is in life, there's no shortcuts, you know? So just understand that you have a lot of folks that kind of like make like an industry surrounding, surrounding like all these different like bits of data and everything. You have folks that will take those bits of data and then like, okay, here, now I have a product or service that'll do this. You have to do your homework, because the reality of, unless there's research behind something that proves a point, and here's the caveat, you ready for this? Research on humans. Because a lot of folks are like, there's thousands of studies that prove that this works. Yeah, on a rat.
Yeah.
What about a human?
Yeah.
You know? So until there's studies that show that it works on a human, you have a lot of folks that are going to try to sell you stuff. So I think, folks, it's incumbent upon all of us to be educating consumers in that regard and be careful what it is that we're spending our hard-earned money on. You know, so if somebody's making a bunch of claims, always go and make sure the claims are.
All right, Alex, you got anything else? Any final words? Any last questions?
I mean, I found this very informative. Thank you, David.
Absolutely. Honored to be here with you both. And truly appreciate both of you and the opportunity to get to speak with you and your audience.
All right, you heard it here. Hit David Boyd up if you want to learn more.
You can go to my Instagram. It's David Boyd MD. The same thing. The website's also David Boyd MD. If you want to learn more about Blind Spot Medical, especially if you're a hard charging entrepreneur that wants to escape the regular healthcare system and go to complete private healthcare.
Redefining healthcare right here. All right. Thank you, Doc.
Absolutely, man.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye.
You too.